Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me our Old Testament reading this morning from the book of Exodus. Moses stands in the outer courts of the eternal kingdom, Egypt. He leans on his staff and he stares at the smooth cut floor. He can hear the whispers of the court around him. He can hear the gentle slap of slave sandals on the stones. He sighs. He closes his eyes. Moses can still see that warm light on Horeb's slope. He can hear the bush's branches crackling in the dread silence. Holy, holy, holy. I am who I am. The terrible, beautiful, glorious voice from beyond. I will be with you, Moses, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. Worship. A promise of a slave people crowded around Horeb's angled slopes. A promise of Israel's God blazing before them in light. Promise of feasting, rest, freedom. And the faces of all those people come swarming up before Moses' eyes. Yahweh, the God of our fathers, your fathers, sent me to bring you out of slavery to worship at the mountain. And in the slave hovels, the hungry eyes had pierced Moses' soul. Might there be more to life than bricks and bread? Might there be more than whip and sledge? But then the fear, an internal voice. Will we die in the wilderness? Will everything fall apart if we worship at the mountain? Follow! The courtier's voice interrupts Moses' daydream, and he and his brother Aaron keep pace. Great stone statues line the colonnade into Pharaoh's inner courtroom. Bright walls of hieroglyphs loom on either side. Each is thousands of hours strong. A product of blistered Israelite fingers, sunburnt noses, and scabbed backs. For Egypt is a culture of incessant activity, movement. It is a world of ceaseless production and high anxiety. Always the world machine, the ma'at, as the Egyptians call it, must be kept running. Proper sacrifice and honor must feed Egypt's impatient gobbling gods. Only then will harmony bloom in the fertile fields beside the Nile. And now before Moses is the God who oversees this ma'at, this cosmic order, this machine of Egypt. He is an imposing man, even slouching on his throne. He is Pharaoh, the instantiation of the falcon-headed Horus, the son of both god of death, Osiris, and the solar deity, Re. Great are Pharaoh's powers. Re's son knows all things. And when enemies or rebels threaten Ma'at, the Egyptian machine, his hand is outstretched and his rod destroys them, even as the serpent on his crown casts forth fire to scorch and shatter the enemies. And now this living Horus, this god of Egypt, stares at Moses and Aaron. Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, let my people go that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. Moses coughs. Let us go, please. 3 days' journey and sacrifice to Yahweh our God, or he will fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. But the man God crouching on Egypt's throne can hardly believe his divine ears. The slaves want to take a week off? 3 days out, 3 days back, to worship a primitive desert spirit? A spirit who threatens that he will bring chaos, disorder, if they do not. Good Ra! Taking time off is what brings chaos. The Hebrews will upend the cosmic order, the Ma'at. If there are no slaves to bake bread and slap bricks or till the fields, for even a week the world will unravel. It will fall apart at the seams. Without constant production, chaos. Lazy, spits the living Horus, Pharaoh. Lazy! Hebrews are lazy. Clearly you people have too much time on your hands to dream up ways of destroying the world order. Get back to work and find your own straw for brick making. This story cuts close to home. Even today, prophets and priests walk into Pharaoh's court. Great steel cell towers and cabled power lines line the colonnade. Bright walls of shifting Nasdaq hieroglyphs loom on either side. Each is thousands of hours strong, a product of blistered fingers running across keyboards and scabbed backs in Chinese factories. For we are a culture of incessant activity, movement, a world of ceaseless production and high anxiety. Always the world machine must be kept running. Proper sacrifice and honor must feed America's impatient gobbling gods. Only then will harmony bloom in the fertile fields beside the Mississippi. Yahweh, the God of your fathers, sent me to bring you out of slavery, to worship on the mountain. Might there be more to our lives than keyboards and overtime? Might there be more than pleasure and grind? But then the fear of giving up our slavery. Will we die in the wilderness? Will the whole world unravel at the seams? The pharaohs of this world protect its ma'at, its cosmic order as they see it, the machine. And they can hardly believe their ears. Taking time off brings chaos. A Sabbath rest, a day of worship to a primitive desert spirit. Good Lord, if people do not work ceaselessly on their smartphones and laptops, if they do not consume things and pursue useful marketed pleasure, the world will fall apart at the seams. Lazy, spits the pharaohs of this world. You can't make it to a holy place today for the Eucharistic feast with the High and Holy One. You have too much work to do. Too much fun to have. Get back to work. Get back to your partying. The company will crash if you don't answer the emails. Local entrepreneurs will go broke and you won't have any fun. Sisters and brothers, what pharaohs keep you from the mountain of God? What pharaohs keep me from the mountain of God? Worship. Because priests cannot show up for worship as well. I don't know if you know that, but we can be present in body, but not in spirit. What false gods keep you and me from freedom, from rest, from communion with life himself? But as all of our pharaohs rant about keeping the machine running, The voice from Mount Horeb smiles on the wind. Now you will see what I will do. Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will send them out. Yea, with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land. The triune God, the maker of all things, the one who truly upholds the real cosmic order with 6 days of work and 1 day of rest. This one will bring his people to the mountain to worship. This one, the one who makes the sun rise and set through his own delight, the one who brings rain and harvest, the one who does all of this without incantations or any sort of machine, but simply out of love. He will bring us to freedom. He will feast with us sad, burned out slaves on the mountain. Now you will see what I will do. The triune God demands that our pharaohs let us go to worship. God refuses that we be slaves to our jobs, to our pleasures, to even our families. He will have us with him on this mountain so that we might be free. He will have us eat and drink with him in worship. He will have us rest. Rest. He will cut down the pharaohs who hold us back, the pharaohs external and the pharaohs internal. Now you will see what I will do. The triune God will have us sad, burned out slaves be free with him on the mountain. Will you participate? Will I participate in what he is doing? Will we come to worship? Beware, pharaohs. Yahweh is on the hunt. Now you will see what I will do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.